Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Most state lawmakers have the day off today, but in their place, hundreds of high school students from all over Massachusetts will be at the State House debating public policy as part of a civics lesson known as Student Government Day. The annual event has been held for 70 years and is even mandated by state law. One student visited the State House recently to prepare and met with a lawmaker whose own passion for politics began at the same event 36 years ago. WBUR's Steve Brown tagged along.
Hi, Emma.
So nice to meet
you. How are you? Nice to see you. Come on in.
Quincy State Senator John Keenan welcomes Emma Johnson to his State House office and shows her around the building.
First time to State House, or you've been here before?
I've been here two more times.
Okay, that's right. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Johnson is a junior at the Bristol Plymouth Regional Technical High School in Taunton and will be one of nearly 400 students playing the role of legislator later today.
I've really always had interest in student council, so now I'm president, so it's a lot of fun getting to run all the events and everything, and it's really interesting to learn everything about the government because it does affect you very profoundly. Most people don't have a really good grasp of it, so it's interesting to learn about it.
Johnson's desire to learn more about state government resonates with Keenan. In 1981, it was a young John Keenan who, like Emma Johnson today, was elected by his peers to be a student legislator.
I remember Student Government Day fondly. In fact, when I was in Student Government Day, I came in prior to Student Government Day to meet my state representative.
That's really cool.
Who was Michael Morrissey, who went on to be a state senator and held the seat that I have just before I was elected.
The chances of any of the students taking part in today's session eventually serving in the legislature are slim, but organizers hope the event plants seeds for them to become civically engaged. First known as Good Government Day, the legislature passed a law back in 1947 requiring it to be an annual event.
It's just a couple of years after World War II ended, and we had a resurgence in people getting interested in how government functions.
Ann Zaya is the executive director of the State Senate's Office of Education and Civic Engagement. She hopes high school students understand and feel connected to their government.
For many of them, this will be the first time coming to the State House, the first time looking at legislation, the first time hearing any of the leaders in state government, and perhaps planting a seed in each student that they do not necessarily have to get into public service, but they do have to be a knowledgeable constituent, a knowledgeable citizen.
I think it's an invaluable experience.
Jamie Pacheco is Emma Johnson's civics teacher at Bristol Plymouth High. He calls Student Government Day a valuable tool.
It's very hard to stick in these opportunities in the classroom, so it's a good opportunity for the students that are interested. Okay, here's what you've talked about in class. Now actually experience it. This is what actually happens.
The students begin their day with an address this morning from Governor Charlie Baker, as well as from the student governor for the day. They'll hold hearings and then vote on two bills that are before state lawmakers this session, one requiring only hands-free cell phone devices and another pertaining to the privacy of student data. Organizers hope they'll head back to their classrooms with a new perspective on the importance of state government. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.